Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As you know, when it is 5:30 on Fridays, it is time for a little game that we like to play called Ask Maggie, where you can ask me basically anything you want. But I've got a little bit of business to attend to before I get to Ask Maggie this afternoon. I'm going to call it radio show host privileges, because a really good friend of mine has retired from the Milwaukee Police Department today, and I wanted to take a moment to honor his service to our community. His name is Officer Paul Vento. Paul, I hope you're listening out there, and to everybody that's with you celebrating your retirement today, my most sincere congratulations to you, Paul. Folks that may not know Mr. Vento, he served in the U.S. Army from 1989 to 1993. He had a short stint even as a security guard in Milwaukee's Boston store. And from 1998 to 2000, he also served as a Milwaukee County Sheriff. And in the year 2000, he joined the Milwaukee Police Department, where he has served honorably for 25 years. Paul never left the beat, always wore a uniform, and he was nicknamed the Hype Man by his fellow officers for his positivity, excitement, and levity during roll call. I have referenced Paul indirectly many times on this show. I call Paul officer friendly because I know that if there was ever a person that I loved or cared about that it was in a position of peril or in a mental health emergency or in a moment of need, it was Paul Vento that I wanted responding, and officers just like Paul. So, Paul, I just want to say to you, thank you for making our city safer for 25 years. MPD's better because of it. Our city's better because of it. And you are a credit to the uniform. You are such a good man, Paul, and you deserve all the recognition and congratulations for an incredible career of service to your community. You will be missed, and I hope you're having a great time. I want to share with all of you that Paul was not the only member of the Vento family to serve our community. His dad and uncle, his brother-in-law and his cousin all served our community. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind everybody, when we talk about public policy, when we talk about how to make our communities safer, we often talk in generalities and we often group folks together. But there are real human beings behind every policy debate, and there are really good people trying to do really good work of the highest integrity in every area of government at the federal, state, and local levels. So again, to Officer Paul Vento, thank you for your service, my friend. You have made us all safer and better, and you have made, again, an incredible contribution to MPD. We're all better off for the fact that you served. I hope you have a great retirement. Well deserved, my friend. Thank you all listeners for sticking with me through that. Now, I'm going to turn it over to my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, for Friday's edition of Ask Maggie. Welcome back, Jamie.
Well, thank you so much. And I think we all need an officer friendly in our life.
Everybody needs Officer Paul Vento in their lives. Absolutely.
Congratulations for an amazing career. So I don't know Paul, but I feel like I've heard you talk about him several times. So congratulations to him and an amazing career.
And his family.
And his whole family. I was just going to say, that's incredible, because let's be realistic. Anytime you serve, whether it's police, fire, in the military, it's not just that individual serving, it's that entire family. So thank you to your contributions. I'm so glad to be here, like face-to-face.
It's amazing.
It is time for Ask Maggie. We have a few questions that we've got to, that I've prepared. And we got some serious stuff, some good stuff, some fun stuff. So we're going to mix it up. But before we get to all that, Jacob, let's roll our fun intro.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
All right. As I always say, I don't know about lightning speed, but we're going to do something here, right?
I try to answer in brevity.
Well, brevity
might be the soul of wit, but it's not Maggie's strong suit, by the way.
We also get off on a tangent
I just talked
sometimes
about myself in the third person, which sounds a lot like I'm Tom Holman.
I think we should all talk about ourselves like that. I think it makes things much more interesting in life. All right, so we're going to start with this one. And I have to ask you this one because Dave from New Berlin actually sent this in a while ago. And it's been on my, like, gotta ask it list. But then we always get off on a tangent. So yes. We're going to start with this one. Maggie, you've just lost your job at Civic Media. By the way, we're not letting that happen anytime soon. Fortunately, there are three open positions. One is rodeo clown. The second is a test pilot for Boeing. You got to love the thought Dave puts it to this. The third is President Trump's press secretary. Which job does Maggie take? We're going to give her 1 minute for this one, Jacob. Oh, I can see the look on her face right now. It's awesome. 1 minute for this one, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, being Donald Trump's press secretary certainly sounds like being almost in a plane crash because it's Boeing, and a little bit like being a radio clown. And so I'm going to go with being Donald Trump's press secretary. I would probably last about 15 minutes at the podium, but I'd be dropping some truth bombs. Wouldn't that be fun to just, you know, get up there and let fly? I'd probably end up doxed and on some list after that performance. Yui. But very seriously, I think I'd rather be a rodeo clown. I actually worked at Cheyenne Outfitters when I was in high school for a while. And I've got some Western wear to evidence my work there. And I'm tall when I'm flat-footed. You put a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on me, I'm hitting about 6'5", you know what I'm saying? It's good fun. I love cowboy culture. I love the West.
It's fun. I have two favorite parts of that answer. First and foremost, there was a Freudian slip, I'm going to say, and you called it radio clown at first.
Oh, did I? Oh, my goodness. Yes, I put on my top hat and tap shoes every day for all of you fine listeners.
Anybody who's been doing this long enough knows that, yes, essentially you are. That's what you are, on display all the time. So that was my favorite part. Second of all, I'm trying to imagine you as President Trump's press secretary. Can you imagine the look on certain news organizations' faces when you'd get up to the podium and actually speak truth? It would be fun.
I think I would need to get some different plastic surgery type adjustments to my face, like way more filler.
Botox.
Way more filler. I'd have to go blonde. I'd need like the requisite like MAGA curls, the whole MAGA look. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet. We need to pump some Botox into the face, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. South Park kind of had it right when Christy Noem got upset. I mean, if you've never seen the episode, please go watch it, even if you're not a huge South Park fan. You might be entertained. Just a little.
John Oliver and South Park right now are helping me keep my sanity.
Yes.
Because humor is an act of resistance right now. And so you've got to laugh from time to time because you'd cry your eyes out if you didn't. And if it weren't so gosh darn serious, Donald Trump is the ultimate rodeo clown.
This is true. And he has the makeup to prove it.
That's good orange pancake, sir.
That's right. I don't know what mirror he's looking in, but it needs better lighting or something once in a while. Okay, this is another good one. Speaking of late night. So this comes to us from Leah in Racine. And she says, and this is an interesting question, does the CBS decision to end Colbert look foolish now since ABC and Sinclair have backtracked? So we want your take on this. 1 minute, Jacob, when you're ready.
I think it does look really stupid. In the last hour that we've been on the air, Nexstar has also announced that they will be returning Jimmy Kimmel to the airwaves. And I think the outpouring from both the left and the right in defense of the First Amendment is the point here. And threatening FCC licenses and the extortionary threat of not approval of these mergers and things. If the biggest corporations in the world, like Disney and CBS's ownership, Paramount, if they can't stand up and say, we're not going to toss our the people that have to get out there and say the words and do the things, we're not going to toss them under the bus. You know, it sends a really dangerous message. So I think it's looking very embarrassing for CBS. I mean, we can go as far back as these settlements, why they were settling this stuff. And let's be honest. I mean, CBS especially, it's less direct when you look at what's going on with the Nexstar-Tegna merger. These are ABC affiliates. When you looked at the situation with Colbert and the CBS 60 Minutes settlement, that was direct, right? Like, this one of the billionaire owners of CBS stood to gain ever more billions. I think she also has been recently diagnosed with, like, a very aggressive form of cancer, which is terrible. But that very clearly had a nine figure mm-hmm. Dollar imperative behind it. But none of this is good. And it was so bizarre to have Pam Bondi and Donald Trump talk about, like, going after hate speech.
Right.
When Charlie Kirk himself basically, not basically, he said multiple times, there's no such thing as hate speech in the United States. Right. You can say whatever you want. So we need, that is a cautionary tale, and shame on you, CBS. I loved Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is fantastic. And you got to imagine that his run is not over at some point. He's going to be picked up somewhere else.
I think the Kennedy Foundation just announced today Stephen Colbert is getting some sort of, I think it's like Courage and something or other.
Which feels like a little dig. You dug up the Rose Garden, right? You brought RFK onto your staff, essentially, your administration. And it feels like a little bit of like that, we still have principles, right? You can take our name off of a building. Right. You can put this board in place of what was named for our family. You can dig up our mom's rose garden.
Well, I think the difference is, right, like this is coming from the Kennedy family directly. Right.
They so it's different. Yep. Yes.
So it's almost like diplomacy, right? These symbolic gestures at this really high level. I thought it was a great move for the Kennedy family to award Colbert with the thing that I cannot remember what the award is, but we'll figure it out, I'm sure. But good for you, Stephen. Good for you.
You know, and honestly, I don't side with Ted Cruz on a lot of things.
I know.
Right?
Or Rand Paul, for that matter.
It's really quite fascinating when I find myself aligning with their opinions on things. And you got to think that maybe, obviously, all of these Republicans who sided with, you know, the First Amendment, a lot of them are part of that Tea Party coalition from years ago who Constitution. But they're also looking at what happens if one day they don't run things in all phases of the government, right?
That was, I think, exactly what Ted Cruz said, right? That, you know, conservatives, if this is okay, you better watch out. Because, you know, turnabout is fair play here. Folks, that's going to have to be it for Ask Maggie. Keep those questions coming. You can always send them into askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And remember, it's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. Text in this word right now to get entered to win some amazing prizes via the Civic Media app. Bank. B-A-N-K. Bank. Next up, we got Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin to round out your Friday afternoon. Don't go anywhere.